Rožňa salva.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello there. You are tuned into CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. You are listening to Femme Concept. My name is Erica.
And I am Eleanor, and we are so excited because today is our fun drive show. It is CITR's annual fundraiser happening right now at the station, and we are raising money to continue to grow our cultures and do all of the rad things that we do in Vancouver and at UBC.
Very exciting.
Yes.
And if you donate, it doesn't come just as is. You also get some special prizes.
Yeah, yeah. If you donate to Femme Concept, we've got some really rad things lined up for you. So $5 gets you a Femme Concept sugar cookie that we made, and they're delicious because we just ate some, and they say things on them that are relevant to our lives. So
very relevant to our lives, yeah. And to our radio show.
Yeah. And then for $15, you can get a local FemCon tape pack. We have tapes from Francesca Belcourt and Minimal Violence, and those were donated by Soledad of Gennaro Sound, so shouts out to her. She's fantastic, and she does great stuff in the Vancouver community. And we also have a swim team tape because we love them, and they very generously donated some tapes to us.
Thanks, swim team.
Yeah, so if you do $15, you get a pack of tapes, and then for $30, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Chastity Belt, TV Ugly, and Proto Martyr at the Fortune Sound Club on March 8th. And how do people donate?
Perfect. You can donate in a variety of capacities. If you would like, you can visit www.citr.ca/donate and hustle your way around there. Or you can give us a call
at 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648.
Or 604 UBC unit, if you would like to remember that, if you're on the move at this current time.
On the move!
We're on the move.
We are on the move, but we're always on the move.
Always on the move. Always stoked. Always happy to be doing Femme Concept.
And when you donate to CITR's Fun Drive, you are supporting us continuing to do this every week and to elevate FemCon musicians and artists and just women making music, which is great.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have people standing by on the phones waiting to take your calls. So call in, give us your money, please. We will love you forever. We're going to hear a little track, and then we'll be back to talk to you more about why you should donate to Fun Drive.
All right, so we're going to play a favorite of ours, reigning from Seattle, Washington, Chastity Belt. And the song is called Joke.
Thank you.
What up, what up, what up? We're back. You're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. This is Femme Concept with your hosts, Eleanor
and Erica.
Today is our Fund Drive show, which is our annual fundraiser where we raise money for the station that is number one in all of our hearts and yours too, I hope. That is CITR.
Wow, that was really beautiful.
Thank you. So we're hanging out. We just heard the track Joke by Chastity Belt, and they are playing in Vancouver on March 8th, which is also International Women's Day, which is pretty cool. And if you call in and donate to CITR or go online and donate, or you have to call in to win the prizes, but if you call in, you could win tickets to see Chastity Belt at Fortune with TV Ugly, some of our local favorites, as well as Protomartyr. So call us at 604-822-8648 and you can get those tickets.
And then also, if you donate, you're contributing to enhancing our cultures and improving our cultures at the station. So that includes pretty much everything, I would argue, including spoken word, music shows, general cultures that are happening, and also to enhance diversity at the station, which I feel like we're doing pretty dang good on, but we can always, always improve on. So if you donate, you're contributing to a quite larger cause.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of good reasons to do it. Also, there's cookies.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, we got cookies. They got sweet things on them. They taste delicious. If you're at UBC or maybe you're further away, you know, we can arrange something. We can get them to you. It's a mere $5 for that.
Just so, a mere.
Yeah, just a small amount. Mm-hmm. CITR also has some really awesome swag options if you donate to us. So for $30, you can get a Friends of CITR card for, I think it's 60. Yeah, 60. You get a Friends of CITR card and a little CITR growler. You can go to a local brewery and fill that up with some tasty beverages. And then 101.9, you get a Friends card, a growler, and a CITR notebook. For $175, you're going to get a Friends CITR card, a growler, a notebook, and a CITR tote bag with a Pop Alliance LP. This LP we just put out with Mint Records, a local label that we love, and it's got amazing tracks from Vancouver artists on it, and we're going to be having a release party for that at the end of Fun Drive next Friday, March 5th, at the Hindenburg. So just, there's so much happening, but it's really great.
There's a lot of good stuff on the table these days.
Yeah, yeah. And all of this stuff, you know, things like putting on the Fun Drive finale party at the Hindenburg and also putting out that comp with Mint, those are things that we're able to do because of donors and people contributing to the station and all the hard work that our volunteers put in. So really, it's just examples of all the great stuff that you can get. We have some donors to give shouts out to. Shouts out to Christine. Oh, damn, she dropped dollars for picking
she
up.
She definitely dropped dollars
for picking up a pack,
Femi.
A pack of tapes and a sugar cookie. And Nelly also shouts out to her for donating and getting a cookie.
Cookies are good.
Yeah, man.
Shouts out to Eleanor for making the cookies. I was sleeping.
It's okay.
Mostly. But they're made and they're cool and they say fun things.
Art direction, you know?
Yeah, I did the color direction, so y'all can check it.
Oh man. Okay, well, those are some other reasons to donate that we've just gone through. I know Erica was on air this morning talking about how she got her start at CITR, and there's lots of good stories when it comes to that. I was thinking a little bit about it, and I was wondering, like, do you have a favorite memory from CITR that pertains to Fun Drive? Like, is there something that comes to your mind off the top of your head?
With regard to Fun Drive?
Well, just something that is relevant, you know, like...
Like in terms of growing culture?
Yeah.
Or ways in which... Well, actually, it's kind of more a larger thing, but when I first started at CITR and was really trying to get my foot in the door, I started just attending exec meetings and pretending I was a part of everything. It helped being friends with everyone, so that was something that I kind of used. And then I got kind of inspired and started learning about things, including... the opportunity to have a women's collective at CITR. So I kind of conceived of this idea, not that it was my own so much as I had heard about it happening at other stations, and I really wanted to make it happen. So I remember I was invited to a staff meeting and they wanted me to present my ideas, and I did that, and it just didn't end up happening immediately, but luckily enough we received the grant money to start a women's collective. So that began in September, is in full swing. It's called Lady Radio. It's actually on later this evening, and
they have some sick prizes also.
Honestly, amazing prizes. And that was seeing that come alive and seeing the dedication and excitement and passion of the women involved and the women that will be involved in the future. And Elizabeth, our women's collective coordinator, it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to me to be a part of it at the station. And without having donations and having those kind of resources in order to make these things happen, it wouldn't have been possible. So the Women's Collective, even though it's not particularly my own project, it's, again, a collective thing, having that vision and seeing it come alive really has touched my life in a very special way that no other project I've ever participated in has. So that would be something that has to do with Fun Drive and growing cultures and diversity and all that sort of amazing stuff that happens here at CITR.
Totally. Perfect. Well put. And, you know, it's great because with the new collectives, which is something that we've started and that we want to continue to do, it just really opens the door up to so many more people getting on air and really getting access to, like, unlocking their full potential in terms of, like, learning how to use boards and hosting a show and going out into the community and doing interviews with people that they are interested in and people whose work they want to elevate. And with the collectives, what's really cool is that it's not all the pressure is not on one person to host their own show, but they're part of this larger team. So they have all the support they need, and they have people who are like-minded, who are interested in the same things as them, helping them out, and they have someone directing them. And so, you know, you have all of these minds working together and all of these people with access to this incredible resource and really, like, finding their voice on air, which is something that we hope to be able to continue to do with the money that we make from FunDrive. Got another shouts out to Ryan Berry. Thank you so much for donating $30 to Femme Concept. That's so tight.
So exciting. Much appreciated.
Yes. Our total for Fun Drive now appears to be $2,531.70.
Good start.
Our Fun Drive goal is $40,000.
Yeah.
I can't whistle. Can you whistle? Oh. Nice. That was solid.
I had to lick my lips for that,
one. That was really solid. All right. Shall we take a little break?
Yeah, we'll take a little break, Ski, and then we'll come back and let you know even more reasons. I mean, I know it seems like, how could you have more reasons? But honestly, there are endless reasons. So that being said, we're going to segue into some of our favorite peeps that exist and also that make music. And these individuals are called Swim Team. They are comprised of Nick, Dorothy, and Marat. Three excellent individuals whom we love very much and who are just making some really cool stuff. So the song I'm going to play here is called Tell, and it's off their little album called Freedom/Constraint.
Thank you. stood across the entrance to the frame. All these four walls that align and you remain. In this closure, in this infinite desire, you advise and you attend to this spiral.
Hello, hello.
We're back.
It's us, Eleanor and Erica, hosts of FemConcept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Very exciting times. We are in the midst of FunDrive.
Yes, we are. And FunDrive is CITR's annual fundraiser. You can call in and donate, win prizes. You can go online and donate. And every cent goes towards helping CITR do amazing things. Yes. Very important question that I think we should address also before continuing, before we get lost in the fray, is what is FemCon? Like, what is this show about?
That's super jokes because I tried to explain it to someone earlier and I forgot. FemCon, let me tell you, is a category or categorization, I guess, of music. Two of four categories have to be fulfilled in order for something to be considered FemCon. That would include, Eleanor, tell the troops.
Okay, so either the music was composed by a self-identified female, the lyrics were written by a self-identified female, the track was produced by a self-identified female, or it was performed by a self-identified female. So those are the things that you have to have FemCon. And here on our show, we play 100% FemCon because we think it's super important.
100p. We think that gender inequality has not been fully addressed in terms of arts and culture, and by virtue of that, we have decided to do our part in order to pay attention and increase representation of women and those that are underrepresented in general on the radio waves. So that's our big progy that we do every Friday, 1 to 2, CITR, Eleanor and Erica,
yes,
etc.
Right. So, going to pause, do a little shout out to my dear mother, Emily, who donated 101.9 Your Star. I know she's listening. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Emily.
Thank you so much for supporting us always in what we do. It's so nice and very much appreciated.
Yeah, shouts out to parents.
Yeah, holy, where would we be without them?
I love my mom.
It's good. Moms. Mom's a big part of...
Also, women that have really influenced our lives and that have influenced us, probably ending up at CITR eventually. So shouts out.
Shouts out majorly. You know, I was thinking about the theme of Fun Drive, growing our cultures, just like really thinking hard about it, probably too much. And I was thinking about like FemCon and women and how we try to elevate women's voices and stuff. And I was like, you know what? Women do probably the most important growing job of the entire world. Grow babies.
Hey.
Shouts out to that.
Shouts out to reproduction.
Okay. Back on to the Fun Drive spiel here. One of the other things that you'll be supporting if you support our Fun Drive is Discorder Magazine, of course.
Have y'all ever seen one of those out there? It's a good one.
Yes. So Discorder Magazine is our music, arts, culture magazine. We've been publishing it for over 30 years. It's the oldest one in BC. I think oldest one
in Vancouver.
Okay, yeah.
Oldest local independent music, arts and culture magazine in Vancouver.
Yeah, and every month they put out an issue. It's all the contributors are volunteers, and all of the, so that's the writers, the reviewers, the photographers, the illustrators, and they do just such a fantastic job of just showcasing all these different pockets of the Vancouver scene, and they are distributed all throughout the city, and then you know, people pick them up and can read show reviews, and it's just a really cool way for both the magazine to showcase Vancouver culture, but also for people to learn about getting their stuff printed and, you know, having something edited by an editor or going to take concert photos and things like that. So Discorder is something that CITR really loves, of course, and we want it to be able to continue to go and be this kind of starting point for people who want to be music and arts journalists. So...
And also having it precedented on underrepresented voices as well, and really bringing exposure to underrepresented voices, but also, yeah, new bands and new people who are out in the arts community who are creating awesome things that more people should know about. It's also a nice little thing to just pick up and read a few little dingles, too.
Very, very true. So our Fun Drive total is going up as we go along here. We're at $2,725.60.
Wee!
Doing great. Yeah, what a time to be alive.
If you would like, if you're listening right now, you could also donate if you call 604-822-8648. That would be fantastic. And you just say, we're donating to FemConcept because we love it so much. And Erica and Eleanor are really great and fun and cool. And if you also donate $5, you can get a real great little cookie. And it's not just any cookie, all right? It has writing on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was secret messages. They're not secret, actually, at all. They're actually, you can just read them. But also, you can donate $15 to get some tapes from our good old pals in Swim Team, Francesca Belcourt, and Minimal Violence.
Yes. And those were donated by Gennaro. Very nice.
Gennaro. Thank you, Gennaro. Thank you, Soledad.
Soledad, what an angel from heaven.
One of our idols.
Yes.
So there are a bunch of reasons to donate to Fun Drive. And, you know, maybe just if you don't have exactly $5 or $15 or whatever, you know, you can also just, like, look in your couch or your roommate's rooms or
anywhere
you want, your bank account.
Yeah, like, if you want to give us a dollar, if you want to give us, like, 75 cents, hey, every cent.
That's all the more better and toward an awesome larger cause. So, you know, if you got the time, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, we really would.
All right, so we're going to play some more tunage. Next, we're going to play TV Ugly. One of those members is standing quite close to us right now. And they are an excellent Vancouver band that have been making moves and playing all the time and just absolutely killing it. So the song we're going to play now is called Slow Thighs.
Thank you. It's Fun Drive 2016. This year, our theme is growing our cultures, so support your community station by donating so we can support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our own airwaves. The online donation page is live now, so head on over to citr.ca/donate and get cool CITR swag.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? What's up?
You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver at the University of British Columbia on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people.
I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
We hangin'. It is Fun Drive. Very exciting. We are raising money for CITR to grow its cultures, to continue to support all the local arts, music, any type of alternative scene thing happening in the city.
We also have special guests in the studio right now.
Yes.
Hello.
You just heard a track by TV Ugly, who are playing with Chastity Belt and Proto Martyr on March 8th at Fortune Sound Club. And we have a member of TV Ugly.
Hey. I'm Gal.
Hi, Gal.
I play some instruments in TV Ugly. I'm here to remind everybody that this station is pretty great and fundamental to a lot of upcoming artists' success in Vancouver. Not just artists, but writers and, I don't know, visual artists as well, probably, mm-hmm. especially in Discord or magazines. Mm-hmm. So I think donating to this cause is great, especially with the lack of arts funding coming from our government.
Very so true. Very
please,
true.
Please donate. I donated today, so I don't feel bad taking food from the CITR office. Yesterday, I took a lot of nachos, and today I took a brownie, and
we.
And it looks like somebody just donated
$500.
$500. Thanks.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, that's okay. My mom just donated $500 to CITR. That's really insane. Oh my god. Wow, mom and
Thanks,
Tom, thank you so much. I am just so touched, and that will make such a big difference to how this station progresses and goes along. So, shouts out to mom and Tom.
Wow, thank you guys so much. That is so nice.
Eleanor's tearing up.
Holy.
Mom and Tom.
Wow, we were saying.
See, I was just saying, I love my mom, and I do. She's the best.
Shouts out to parents.
Oh, thanks so much, Mom and Tom.
If you want to be generous and make us cry as well, you could call at 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648, and you can also go online citr.ca. /donate. Whew, yeah.
My mom just texted me and said Tom is tearing up too.
Oh. This is the magic of Fun Drive.
And it's something that has really changed Eleanor's and mine's lives really for the better, and is one of the most important things I've ever done in my life and always will be. So thanks, Mom and Tom, and
truly.
Thanks for those who are donating generally. Also to Emily Walmsley,
yes.
One of our besties back home.
She designed our Facebook, or our Femme Concept show image, so shouts out to her.
As well as Catherine.
My sister, thank you so much for donating.
Thanks, Catherine. Wow, y'all are so nice.
Wow, feeling the love.
Feeling the love, truly. I wish we could be giving out more cookies to people who don't live here right now, you know what I'm saying?
Emily, she just living in
You gotta talk into the mic, Gal.
Forgot we were on the air.
Oh, convenient. Okay. Lots more reasons to donate because of the other things that CITR does in the community. And some of the things, Erica, you've been a part of in your work here at CITR in the last year. We support lots of local events. So Music Waste, which is a small music festival that happens here. It's been happening for the last 20 years. The Folk Festival, Victory Square Block Party, also Cozzolano. Yeah, we do live broadcasts from these events. I think we were both at the one at Cozzolano last summer. That was a lot of fun.
Catalina was a great time, and some really cool musicians, like that one band, Dark Blue World, and it sounded like King Crimson, but with a female singer.
Yes.
Anyways, very cool.
And so when you support us, you're allowing us to continue to go out into the community and do live broadcasts from these events and promote them and get our members out to them and just really, like, create a community and a culture of people that, like, want fun and great things to be happening in Vancouver. So, yeah, you should donate. You should call
us. And arts and culture is good for the soul.
It really is.
Sina also puts
really
on
is.
A lot of their own shows for people, too. So.
It's true. It's true. We do. We're putting on a good party next Friday night at the Hindenburg. It's going to be really, really fun. It's a release for the LP that we're putting out with Mint Records, with tons of local artists on that. We just finished up Shindig, which is our Battle of the Bands contest, with tons of local bands that some people play their first shows ever at Shindig, which is really cool.
And also, we had a fun drive kickoff last night, thanks to the bands Peach Pit, Melt, and
The Strumpets.
Strumpets. All great bands that came out. And thanks for all of those individuals who came out and also contributed to this wonderful cause and this wonderful radio station.
Yes, we love
magazine.
You all. We love you all.
Our hearts are exploding right now.
Actually, though. It's hot in here. I'm sweating. It's always hot, but like today.
Right now,
especially.
It's just like the emotions are flying. Like things are just happening.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we're going to take a little break-ski here. And play a musician who will be playing our Fun Drive finale, Morning Koo. And she's also been featured in Discorder magazine. Her album, Baby Blue, came out in August of 2015. And it's full of some pretty wonderful stuff. So we're going to play the song Baby Blue.
Thank you.
Can you hear us?
I think we lost them. Okay, we are back here on
CITR 101.9 FM. It is Fun Drive. We are hanging out. That was the track Baby Blue by Morning Coop. She is playing our Fun Drive finale party next Friday at the Hindenburg, along with a bunch of other fantastic artists, such as Stefana Fertilla and Aura Kogan and Cult Babies and
Jerk Jails.
Yes, so many. The lineup is actually incredible. Also, Ace Martin's, which features our programming director, Sarah Cordingly. So, lots of great stuff. If you want to donate to Fun Drive and help support CITR to continue doing what we do, you can call at 604-822-8648 or go online to citr.ca. Shouts out to Megan, who donated to Femme Concept earlier today.
Megzy!
She's hanging out in the studio.
She's one of our roommates.
Yes. Lots of love. And we were talking about the other, just before we came back and we were listening to the song, we were talking about what else we should talk about, and it occurred to me, we should talk about all the cool stuff that has happened on Femme Concept, such as having Faith Healer play live.
That was really cool.
Yeah. So Faith Healer is a Mint Records artist, and she was here in December for their Christmas party, and she did a live set with Rennie Wilson on our show and then did an interview.
We made some good friends that day, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty magical. She's a really, really great artist. Her album Cosmic Troubles came out this past year, and it was definitely one of my favorites.
Me too.
Yeah.
What else have we done?
We had Stefana Fertilla, local artist, play her piece No History live on our show a few weeks back, and it was part of her master's thesis here at UBC because she's in doing her master's in political science.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to play that out really loud in the nest.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Another friendship.
Yeah.
I remember interviewing Francesca Belcourt and Soledad Munoz of Gennaro Sound, which we've referred to a few times, who gave us some tapes for prizes for Fun Drive. Shouts out to them. That was really cool. I remember that being probably one of like our
one of our earlier interviews. For sure.
And really learning a lot from those two and feeling very inspired and really reinforcing why we do Femme Concept and why we're on the radio every Friday.
For those of you that don't know, Gennaro is an all-female electronic label that's run out of Vancouver. And they also put out Minimal Violence on cassette, which is part of one of the prize packs that we're giving away. You can get a Francesca Belcourt tape, a Swim Team tape, and a Minimal Violence tape. So Soledad, who runs Gennaro, has also put out Francesca Belcourt and a few other releases as well. So really great to see other people elevating women in the arts community here in Vancouver, and to support them through what we do on CITR is really important.
So if you donate to CITR at 604-822-8648, you can contribute to enhancing and promoting the cultures and the cool things that are happening out here for all people involved in art.
Yes. Oh, love them.
Art makes the world go around, you know what I'm saying?
Truly does. I remember my first, earlier on the show, Erica and I were talking about our early CITR experiences, and the first show CITR event that I ever went to was their Fun Drive finale 4 years ago, and I literally didn't know like anybody, and I helped work the door and it was wild. And I remember and Gal Grayson played that night, and it was the first like real local show I had gone to, and it was so good. And I just remember standing there by myself, but I didn't really care that I was alone, because I was like, this music is so incredible, and like, what, how does this exist? Like, how have I been missing this for the past like 3 years since I've been in Vancouver? And that's what CITR does. It really like is this bridge for students from UBC. I think it's easy to get caught in the bubble of campus, but the station really like makes this connection to the wider Vancouver community.
And a lot of people don't know about us too, so we're really trying to promote that as well. So keep donating. We'll keep doing our thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. We'll take a little pause here. Things are going to be winding down in a few minutes, but before that occurs, we're going to play a bit of Francesca Belcourt, who is one of the tapes that's included in the $15 prize pack that we are giving away as a part of Fun Drive. So without further ado, this song is called Sketchy Cuddle. Mm-hmm.
Year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with Fundrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. We're excited. Are you? So we can shine.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar.
Let's get it on. Hello, hello.
This is Femme Concept.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Party in the studio.
Party in the house.
It's your girls, Eleanor and Erica.
What's up?
And it's Fun Drive.
Wee!
And we are raising money for CITR. And we are also joined in the studio by our roommate, Megan.
Our other roommate, Nellie.
And host of Cat's Pajams.
And Gal.
Hey.
Member of large bands, or at-large bands in the Vancouver community.
Over 500-pound bands.
All right, so we're almost at the end of our show. It's very sad.
We are almost at the end of our show. Unfortunately, we've got 5 minutes left, sadly. But we've had a great time on this Fun Drive show and condoning and supporting local arts and culture and getting y'all to do that too. So thanks for contributing, all of you, especially Mom and Tom. I am just ecstatic that you did that. And also, shouts out to Eleanor's dad, Jerry Ware.
Yes.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry, thank you so much. 101.9. Yes, thank you to everybody who donated to us. Incredible.
Large and small. Catherine, Emily,
yes,
all y'all.
My mom, Emily. Jonathan's hanging out with my mom. What's up, Jonathan?
Hi, Jonathan.
Megan donated. Nelly donated.
I donated too.
Gal donated.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all are the best.
Y'all are just killing us softly. Loving it. All right.
We also got a $20 donation from the people that are putting on a feminist open mic at the Contemporary Art Gallery at the Burrard Marina on March 3rd. You can sign up to perform through their website. So that's the Contemporary Art Gallery. They're doing a feminist open mic March 3rd. And thank you so much for donating to what we do.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much and love this station more than we can express. So thank you for being a part of this with us.
Any parting thoughts before we, you know, I will actually say, stay tuned into Radio Zero. Love those guys.
Great show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Nardwar.
Your boy Nardwar.
Killing it.
The king of everything.
King of everything. He's probably got some wicked prizes
that
are just like actually insane.
He's got some Sub Pop records and some Timber ticket concert tickets. Concert tickets. Thank you, gal.
Same diff. And then after that, you got the news.
Yep.
And then you got Lady Radio later. I might actually be chilling with those homies. So stay tuned in and just keep donating or talk to somebody else and ask them to donate or, you know, stop on the street and say, hey, you heard of CITR?
Yes, no.
Yes, no. Well, you should. And then,
money doesn't really matter anyway, so they should donate all of it.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's all just meaningless.
Exactly.
Yeah. Most of it's just digital.
Oh, so true.
Real. So that means it's not real, right?
Just donate from your credit card.
Yeah.
You actually can do that.
Because that's not real.
Speaking of, you can give us your credit card. You can give us cash. You can give us checks.
All sorts of things.
You don't have to pay those student loans.
No. You can just keep piling them up because you already have $20,000 worth of them or $40,000.
What are they going to do? Send you to jail?
What is $500 going to do? Nothing?
Anyways,
We digress. We'll say goodbye now. We're going to close the show with some Minimal Violence, who is one of the tapes in our prize pack for $15 and a local act that we have seen and appreciate. So thanks again so much to all of our donators and supporters. We love you all very much, and we love this radio station. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
This song is called Cities of the Interior, and it is by Minimal Violence. Bye-bye.
Bye.